Filmmaker George Lucas already has left a big impression on Los Angeles. His achievements in Hollywood, obviously, are many. Think Star Wars, think Indiana Jones. And then there are his philanthropic contributions, including last year's record donation to the USC Film School, which is his alma mater. But even with all that, there was still question about where he'd put his much-anticipated museum that would house his art collection, among other things. Those cities that were in the running included Chicago and San Francisco. But in the end, Los Angeles got the nod. And the LA City Council tomorrow is expected to formally sign off on $1.5 billion museum proposal. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
$1.5 billion. Lucas himself is set to be on hand tomorrow at City Hall, along with Mayor Garcetti. What is the City Council specifically set to do?
Well, this will be a ceremonial event, right? The City Council has to sign off on certain, dot the I's and cross the T's of certain things to make the museum come to a reality in Exposition Park. You know, that's that big swath of land around the Coliseum that's owned by a number of different agencies.
Not too far from where the space shuttle is.
Exactly. Well, this museum will, and it's a good location for a museum in Los Angeles. There's already the Natural History Museum, the Science Museum, the Aerospace Museum. So there's a lot of people are used to going to Exposition Park for a museum. Also, where they're locating the Lucas Museum, which is at the along Vermont at the north end of the park, is right next to the Expo line. So it'll be very accessible, and will add to the lures of this park that's been around now in LA as a centerpiece for 100 years.
Well, I mean, the fact that it is going to the City Council, does that mean that we're seeing taxpayer money go toward this museum effort?
Well, the selling point is it's being built with Lucas funds, right? That's where most of it. But, one of the reasons it has to go to the City Council is there is going to be some ancillary costs of around the site and, various things. I would be really surprised if the taxpayers get away with this without paying something. But then if they're only paying a little bit, there's also going to be benefits. And so maybe it all comes out in the wash.
This is set to be called the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about the Star Wars memorabilia? What's going to be inside this building?
Well, that's one of the things. There were a number of cities that were competing to convince Lucas to come, right? And a lot of the media coverage and sort of the discussion of this was that it would be a Star Wars museum or something like that because of George Lucas's legacy. But it's really not, and I think they've spent a lot of time trying to change people's expectations. It's not going to be about Star Wars. This is going to be about George Lucas's art collection and his belief in the ways that the telling of stories has changed through the years. So it's going to be, by most accounts, a more eclectic collection than you might think. These are things that George Lucas has collected himself through the years, and he wants to put them on public display.
So nothing much different than maybe, say, the Broad Museum. This is the personal collection of Eli Broad. This is the personal collection of George Lucas.
Well, I think they're similar in that they both will be personal.
Personal.
Customized
exactly.
To one man's taste.
Mayor Garcetti says we've got an art museum boon of sorts happening in downtown Los Angeles. I mentioned the Broad, obviously, that happened a couple of years ago, Hauser and Wirth, that happened after that. Is he right? Will projects like this one attract more visitors to LA, both locals and tourists?
Well, I think that's always hard to tell. First, the museum has to be popular. But if you go up on Bunker Hill, pretty much any day, you could say the Broad Museum is popular. Of course, it's free. There's just a lot of buzz around the Broad Museum. So I think if it goes like that, sure, we could see more and more people using transit to get to Exposition Park and that area. And everything will be working the way the urban planners sort of want it to work, right? They want people to come back to the center of the city, spend time there. Over the weekend, I was at the Wilshire Grand Center, the new skyscraper downtown, and that was serving that role. There were a lot of people milling around, taking pictures, taking rides up to the 70th floor to look around the lobby, and it was serving the same kind of purpose as this museum will.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.